are we on the 12th of October? Yep, that is the day. Time, the reason. Smiles is very upset this morning that he can't get up. Poor kid's going to bed on a regular schedule, and here I am getting up at 7. He wants to get up at 7 once it started, and it ain't gonna happen. Oh, the parenting quagmire. You know, never get warned about shit like this. Never get warned about any of it. As if it's gonna make a difference. What are you gonna do? You know, it's. If we were warned about how hard everything would be, we wouldn't do shit, so. It's good when you're young and dumb. You get to fucking go out there and charge forward and. Nail it. But I'll tell you what, that Zen boy, he's got gears going. He's been doing good work lately. This weekend, he won 4 first places in the inaugural tournament that he took place in Belton. And then yesterday in soccer, he fucking banged home like 4 goals. So it was pretty cool. He's a good kid. Let's see what else is going on. There was a dad out there yesterday. We had a little birthday celebration. Anthony, mom, and Keg and the kids came out. I guess Joanne's been sick for a while. It's going on a couple months now. And anyway, we're out there watching the soccer game, and there's this crazy dad in overalls. Like, it looks like a real. Real hunt type that would be upset if I went up and asked him how he thought Obama, or if I went up and said, hey, so Obama's doing a hell of a job, what do you think? He'd probably lose his mind. But he just wouldn't stop. He was running up and down the sidelines, yelling at the kids, go blue, go this, go that. Of course, his kid's the hot dog, vocal one. Whenever he was the goalie, whenever the ball would come to him, he'd be like, come to daddy. And his dad heard him say that a lot because the other kids would laugh when he would do it. But his dad finally yelled, you ain't in the NFL, son. You ain't doing that, boy. And it's like everything that guy wanted to exemplify for his kid, to be or not to be, he was doing it. Or not doing it on the sideline. Being a jackass. It was what he was doing, and what he wasn't doing was being a civil supporter of not only him, but the entire team, so he wouldn't embarrass his kid. I mean, I had Zen saw this clown ball. So, anyway, what are you gonna do? Anything else going on? I never thought I'd do it, and I'm sure you forewarned me about this, but I look in the, obituaries now here on Sunday to see who's in there. You know, they're gonna be 37 tomorrow, so you know, we're not spring chickens anymore around here. It's all good. 37. Wow. I never thought that this would have been my second birthday with that year round. Fucking weird. And that's the thing that's so weird about you being gone is that I hear all these people saying, yeah, I went to my folks, or my dad, or my mom, or on and on, and I keep thinking, man, how many times I used to say that too in regards to visits and being around, and, you know, there's a couple there. And how you're just not around now. It's just, it's weird. It's a weird, weird thing. What is it? There's 2 deer over here off the side of the street chewing on some grass. And I always think about things like that because it's right next to a wooded area. So they're just out of the woods just a little bit. Ooh, there's some big turkey hawks out there. Now there's a big thing of deer too. Kind of a cold, wet morning. But anyways, wow, there's deer all over the place. What is it about being out here in the open a little bit that's so appealing? Is it because there's better, greener grass? Versus what's on the, say, woody forest floor. You know, that's when they start getting wily and potentially get hit. But anyway, that's all I got for this morning, pal. Until next time, let's find a song to take you out on.